This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, it's amazing to me when you're trying to sort out the difference between real news and fake news. All the news that is labeled by the establishment as being fake news is, of course, the independent media, which is the only real journalism happening in America today. And all the news organizations labeled real news or credible news or trusted news by the establishment are the same ones who pushed the Russia collusion hoax for 2.5 years and have never retracted it. They're the same news organizations that have been pushing the climate change hoax for how many years now? Over a decade? 2 decades? And they won't retract that, even though the National Glacier Park had to remove their sign in front of the glaciers, multiple signs, actually, signs that said, this glacier will be gone by the year 2020. They had to remove the signs because it's kind of obvious to people that the glaciers aren't gone. people aren't quite that stupid, even though the mainstream media assumes everybody is that stupid. It's just amazing, though. It's absolutely amazing. Real news websites are sites that engage in critical thinking, that ask questions, that engage in dissent. Fake news organizations are organizations that repeat the same lies that the establishment tells them to repeat without asking any original questions, with zero original reporting, adding nothing to the news. And that's CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, all those. The establishment media is a joke. They're pathetic. They're not even real journalists. They're all actors. They're given scripts. They're told what to say. They're told what to report. They're told what to, quote, investigate, which is usually just rewriting a press release or talking points that they've been handed by somebody else. They don't do any real journalism. In fact, they attack real journalism. They can't stand real journalism. If you do a real investigation and you uncover something that makes the establishment uncomfortable, you will be banned. You will be called fake news. In other words, the fake journalists attack the real journalists by calling them fake news. And that's where we are in our world today. And you know that. I mean, I'm not telling you anything new in this case. It's just astonishing, though, when you look around and you see how the lies and the fakery have infected the journalism industry to such a huge extent that you can no longer even trust anything you read in the New York Times. You can't trust anything reported by CNN. And you might wonder, gosh, why is that? What has gone so wrong where we don't have any real news from the establishment anymore? The same thing is true about medical journals and science journals. You don't have any real science anymore, or very little real science on anything that's political. I mean, yeah, they'll do real science on things that are not political. Oh, they're studying some moths in the forest somewhere. Doesn't matter to the politics of the world, so they have no reason to fake that. So much of the science today is faked in favor of climate change, for example. They blame climate change for everything now, including bad moods and infertility problems and even illegal immigration. They say it's caused by climate change. Did you know that? Illegal immigration caused by climate change. But if you put out a real study about how herbicides, like glyphosate, for example, causes cancer, that study will be attacked and smeared as fake news. And if you have a science lab in, I don't know, Italy, let's say, somewhere in Western Europe, your lab will be raided by the police. You'll be raided at gunpoint, and you will be arrested, and you'll have your lab shut down, because that actually happened to a lab that was studying glyphosate, by the way. Yeah, you'll be criminalized for engaging in real investigations involving science. And ultimately, the goal is to criminalize real journalism, too. to say that you're a criminal if you actually ask any intelligent questions or dig into anything with a real sense of skepticism, not believing the establishment, not believing what the government's telling you, not believing what the dishonest corporations are pushing through their public relations companies. And that's the goal, is to just silence all non-official views. And if you're wondering what's behind it all, of course, it's all about control of humanity. It's about control of human behavior by controlling the definition of facts. So what is a fact? Well, according to the establishment, a fact has nothing to do with reality. A fact is only what they tell you it is, as long as there's a consensus of the controllers who agree on that particular fact, even if it's completely false. This is why they say, oh, it's a fact that carbon dioxide is a pollutant that's going to destroy the planet. It's not a fact at all, of course. It's a lie. It's a deliberate fabrication. But they have to push it as a fact, because if they can control the facts, then they can control everything, the past, the present, and the future. They can control the entire interpretation of history by changing facts, selectively editing facts. For example, right now, did you know that white people are being erased out of the history of science and medicine? Yeah, all white people who achieved amazing things with inventions and discoveries and developing different technologies and so on, they're all being eliminated from history now. The history of science is being rewritten to focus only on women or African Americans, minorities, and so on. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. You look at the Wright brothers, who, of course, built the first flying machine, you know, a heavier than air flying machine. And they're being written out of the history books or diminished in their importance because they were white people. But believe me, if it had been a minority person who invented the first airplane, oh my God, that would be hailed as the greatest invention ever. And even when white people are involved in some kind of team effort discovery, the credit always goes to either the female on the team or the minority person on the team, never the white people on the team. This is what the media has done now. They've twisted science and medicine, and they're removing all white people from history. In fact, universities are teaching this idea that mathematics is racist, or philosophy is racist, or physics is racist, because the history of mathematics or physics and so on involves too many white people, they'll say. Look at all these white people, all these mathematicians. So you have this literal whitewashing of history because of that. It's pretty sick, pretty crazy. And you have this control over what are facts. And importantly, the facts that you are told through the controlled media system, they have to override your senses. So the things that you directly experience and know to be true, i.e. the sky is blue, I know because I just saw it. You know, water is liquid, I know because I just felt it. And grass is green, I'm looking at it. All these basic facts, even 1 + 1 = 2, they have to be nullified and eliminated from your mind and replaced by artificial, or what I call anti-knowledge, things that are not true, but things that they insist you have to believe. Like this idea that children are born genderless, or that there are an infinite number of genders, not just male and female, or that a person can change their gender just by wishing to change their gender, that biology isn't real, that it doesn't matter. CNN reports that men can get pregnant. That's an actual CNN headline. Man gives birth. You see? And that false fact, anti-knowledge, is designed to override what you know to be true, because you know, wait a minute, men can't give birth. Men can't get pregnant. That's only something that women can do, because the definition of a woman involves, in part, the ability to have a baby. The reproductive physiology of a woman does not extend to men. It's a basic fact of biology and genetics, chromosomes. but you're not supposed to be able to remember any of those facts. You're supposed to be lost and be so confused by all the contradictions that are being reported in the media that you just give up, throw your hands in the air and just say, I'll just believe whatever the media tells me. Even if they're saying men are giving birth. You know what? Next, they're going to say that humans can pretend to be, you know, mountain lions or horses or whatever. Yeah, there's a man horse. And we have to give preferences to man horses. We have to let them use special bathrooms. Or any bathroom, I guess, if you're a man horse. You can just choose any bathroom you want. Because I don't know if you've ever seen horses urinate, but they really go. They got a lot to go with. So maybe there are man horses out there that are like LGBTH for horse or equine, I guess would be the right thing. LGBTQPE. That's lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, queer, pedophilia, equine. And you laugh and you think I'm mocking them, but I'm not. This is the kind of thing that's coming next. Because if you accept the idea that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man, then why can't you accept the idea that a man can become a horse or a horse can become a human? Reality is the enemy of social control. You know, socialism and communism and fascism, they all rely on overriding reality. So anybody who dares talk about what's real or the way things really work in the real world, real cause and effect, that person will be demonized and labeled fake news. So again, if you're looking for real news, look for who is being attacked by the establishment. Because the establishment cannot allow reality to intervene and interfere with their false agenda, their fake alternate reality agenda that relies on indoctrination and brainwashing and contradiction of facts, of real facts, I mean. It's very interesting. Take note of the world around you as you move through it, and you'll see that what I'm reporting here is quite true and very common. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Check out both of those sites to stay informed. Thanks for listening. Take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.